Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by Witchschool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Welcome to Discovery Tarot Path. This is Reverend Stephanie Neal. I hope you are having a wonderful day. All right, so we start with the nines, the group nines. And you know the drill if you've been following along all these months. And we are now going to set up our cards like we usually do. Just pull out the following cards, which are the Nine of Wands, Nine of Cups, Nine of Swords, Nine of Pentacles, the Hermit card, and the Moon card. All right. Now, the number nine is a product of 3 times 3, resulting in a very powerful numeral, even though it is my core belief that every single numeral reduced to its lowest term is in fact very powerful numerals. So this number of completion, it represents high ideals, an innate ability to see the bigger picture, the broader vision, global thinking, and universal thinking. So the Nine of Wands depicts a concerned young man, seemingly battered, but nevertheless victorious. Perhaps he must defend himself after the battle, or use the sound reasoning to avoid another miscommunication. And of course, this can be us, because it can, in fact, be describing us at this moment. Then the Nine of Wands, some things to consider is plotting or secrets may be in play at the moment. And this is the time for clarity and objectivity. The Nine of Wands energy ushers in clear light into a situation, saying, are there any loose ends needing attention? For those who think the rumblings of discontent still reside within a relationship or a group, it is time to be courageous by being hyper aware, identifying and interpreting what is happening around us, seeking that last piece of the puzzle, locking in this beneficial information is challenging all the while. This challenge pushes us forward. So pay attention to sometimes irrational impulses. Though harmed, this figure in the Nine of Wands is still standing as we are still standing and will prevail. The Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups card represents happiness, abundance, satisfaction, and openness to innovative ideas. This figure understands loyalty is a two-way street and has no problem being generous first. The physical plane is this figure's only focus at the moment, and he knows it is time to widen his spiritual journey. You see, the Nine of Cups card represents true liberty and good fortune is assured. His consistent desires will be fulfilled, always generously sharing his bounty. The Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords depicts a distraught figure with nine swords hanging on a black wall next to the ornately carved bed. You see Pamela Coleman Smith's initials there in the center of the bed. It's in the wood carvings. In fact, she signed every card in this deck. In the way the scene is angled, it appears a sword is piercing through his head, another sword piercing through his throat and mouth, and finally, another sword piercing his heart. Remember, presently, swords represent thoughts. Thus, this figure, at the moment, is utterly undone. With a broken heart, sadness runs wildly in his head to the point he is rendered voiceless. The Nine of Swords can represent self-cruelty, sleepless nights, lost passion, and betrayal. I want to go back to the self-cruelty. When I say self-cruelty, you have met others that they spend 90% of their time very critical of themselves, very self-doubtful, living through those lenses is debilitating. That's what I'm talking about. So this man is overcome with suspicions, thus nightmares. He has regrets and insecurities that control him at the moment. You see, our mind, we should control it, not it control us. Or the Nine of Swords simply indicates long delays are frustrating this human. So it doesn't have to be so hopeless. This card can simply mean that. And of course, depending on the other cards, he may be pining after a thing or a person or have an obsession or possibly being in an unhealthy situation. Now notice this figure's legs are entirely covered with roses. The roses on the blanket are a promise of new life in the morning. The blanket also has zodiac signs and signs of the galaxy stitched into the checkerboard design, assuring us we are made by stardust and guided by the most distant stars. Remember, the universe within supports us in times of trouble. Then some readers interpret the Nine of Swords as a very good card of good cooperation and charm. And this card means to me that believing the promise is receiving and acting upon the promise. The Nine of Pentacles. On the Nine of Pentacles card, we see a refined woman holding a falcon aloft with her trainer's glove. She is a teacher and leader. This card represents gain through education. The woman celebrates and teaches the partnership with nature and humans, producing self-reliance and sustainability is important. The falcon denotes exploration and training. The grapevines usually mean community or strong communications. But see the grapevines in full bloom. They show us that our works will last for generations. This card represents leadership, wealth, and recognition. It is time to showcase our abilities. Independence is found in this card, meaning freedom to live and create something original. To live in freedom is being freely lived in your original forms. The most overlooked symbol in the deck is on this card, the unassuming snail slowly moving on his path in front of the woman, possibly saying, sometimes good lessons and good results take time to be integrated into one's life. The hermit, in the last stage of life, on this side of the veil. The nine card of the major arcana is the hermit. Now, this card is represented by Virgo, which spans August 23rd through September 22nd. The hermit represents illumination and introspection. He is the seeker personified. He is a herder, a harvester. He chooses solitude while showing others the light. This card represents guidance, caution, and prudence. Yet another teacher, he may come into our lives. However, a teacher very well may be an animal in your backyard. This character says, time is the most precious gift we have on this planet. Notice that the bright star in the hermit's lantern, representing all stars in the universe, are guiding our path as they guide him independently. The moon. Succinctly conveyed, the moon card is about the moon's energy. The moon takes part in the ever-changing cycles of the seasons and changing tides on planet Earth. The moon encourages the intuition to sing. As the moon varies each month, so do its energies. The moon card is somewhat a story of illusion versus intuition and hope. An example of illusion is that death is the end of us, and we all know it is not. Notice the two prominent columns in the background. They indicate the passing of a being into life eternal, returning again and again. These columns are also found in the distance on the death card, repeating the same message. Like the moon card, we see the sun behind the mountain range between the two columns. We see the sacred wedding, or pronounced the hierosgamos. This is one of the apexes of the deck and the messages, the story of the tarot deck. This is the sacred wedding of the moon and the sun coming together. The moon pouring both their wisdom and strength over all souls of planet Earth, no matter how small or what form they take. This union sheds eternal light over the golden path to the distant mountain range. Mountains represent eternity. This point is so vital that Smith painted several mountain ranges throughout the deck, constantly reminding us everything we do and everything we say, we do and say in the light of eternity, because we are eternal beings, never dying, only moving, changing, and returning. Some say the animals are howling at the moon, indicating to be careful of secrets, deception, and incomplete stories presented. Sometimes in the middle of confusion and distrust, you discover or refine your good instincts and intuition to make good decisions. The moon card says, after overcoming fear and self-doubt, the clear road is in front of you and ready for passage. It has always been in front of you. The goal is not the only reward. Everything experienced and learned while traveling are all gifts. So this card is, well, this whole group, you see the story unfold through just these few cards, that where there was hopelessness in the beginning, we come together and see our true self living and forming together. Until next time, blessed be.